Oh, Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You Holy Ghost, do it again.
Kini ta o se bayi
is to pray what is known
o ni lati gbadura ohun ti a pe ni
right releasing prayer
adura to ntu oro tile
and if you pray this from your heart
o ba ti gba ile lati nu okan re
the one about whom it is written
eni ti a ko ni pare
that the earth is the Lord
eti oluwa ni ile
and the fullness thereof
ati epo inu re
will appear in a mysterious way.
Your father will not judge
you. Your situation.
In order,
we don't have too much time to pray this prayer.
We see a koko lati ti lati ba wa dura no.
Because we still have so many things to do before we go to the
Lord. We need to pray to kuro biloni.
So before we go into the words of God,
kato wa in order, Lord,
we need to pray those prayers very, very quickly.
Ani lo lati yara ba wa dura wa yen.
Say, I cut my finances loose.
Mo tu eto isuna mi sile
from satanic arm robbers.
Lowo awon losha satani.
In the name of Jesus. Cut it loose from their hands. Something is happening already. That's right.
Then.
That's why we are gathered here.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, like Badura.
Double your aggression, beloved. Every defilement of my finances be revoked. In the name. Jesus. Let's revoke the defilements. In the name of Jesus. Masikaribo sopende keyaba. Aha, aha. Revoke the defilements. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer, we create instant
breakthroughs.
For as many people as you pray it with only anger, every dragon,
the dragon
appointed to my treasure.
You won't be sure if you are me.
Can you shout this loud and clear?
I keep it low,
rather.
Kill
the dragon.
But dragon, you know.
Whatever dragon it is.
Dragon, you will tell it.
That time is up. That time is up. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus, my God.
Things are happening.
I will consider it.
That's right. That's right.
Dabe.
By the time some people get home from this program, they are going there to meet breakthroughs. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Glory to you.
Say this loud and clear. Every right of my ancestors, that
are
locked up in the dark, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. open your mouth and pray this prayer. Masikaya bo shentera ba kaya ba. In Jesus' name we pray. There are some people here this evening.
Our company be near Shalei.
The enemy attacked your finances in the dream.
Loja Lalo, that is so good to explain.
And you began to see the manifestation. You should play this prayer with only madness. Pray it from all your heart. Every serpent.
Bebejo.
Assigned to swallow my seed. Can you shout it loud and clear? Make it louder and louder. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. The serpent has sent to swallow my seed. Yes. Yes. You now address these powers directly. You strong man. In the sun. In the moon. In the stars. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? But I said the same thing loud and clear. That is locking up my blessings. Can I hear everybody say that loud and clear now?
But I said the same thing loud and clear.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Name for Jesus, like that, Dura.
Tina,
Okumeji.
White releasing prayer is already happening.
Adura, don't tell us, Ile. Okumeji.
White releasing prayer.
Adura, don't tell us, Ile.
You say this loud and clear. My breakthroughs.
Yalajami.
In foreign lands.
Don Benin Okero.
Allah. Look at you. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular one is the final one.
Look at it.
Any power that wants me to beg for bread. Your time is up.
Okay,
Can you say that loud and clear?
Make it louder
and louder. Shout it even louder and
louder.
Deal with that power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Our
Lord and our God, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise the holy name for bringing us here. And for the mightiness of your name. And for your name which is above all names. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. You have told us to gather at this meeting because you have an assignment to do in our lives. I pray that you shall purpose for all who will attend. You have promised expansion, explosion. You have promised promotion. Let us perform these things in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. God bless you. We have already done our confessions here at this program. We have already prayed a deliverance prayer. We are now going to another segment entirely, which is power against business bewitchment. And after this one, we shall go into some sessions of prayers. Thereafter, I will explain to you your homework. There's homework in this leaflet given to you. It is compulsory that homework be done. That's why we didn't do it here. I will tell you how to do it when the time comes. But meanwhile, for a few minutes, let's look at what we call power against business bewitchment. The meeting that the Lord has called here today, the Lord made some words of prophecies came forth for that meeting. Number one, the Lord said the meeting shall produce multiple millionaires. Some may find it difficult to believe when it begins to happen. Number two, the Lord said many businesses shall experience mysterious financial favor. Number three, the Lord said the powers that have swallowed up businesses of his children shall vomit them. That has already started to happen. Number four, the Lord said that the evil feet that has converted many businesses to desert land. Number five, the The Lord said, those evil feet shall flee out of their close
places. So don't be
surprised after this program, somebody in your place of work says, I want to resign, I'm going away. Number 5, the Lord said, the anointing of uncommon success shall come upon many.
If you walk on your palliative.
Number 6,
be careful.
The Lord said he will inject wealth creating ideas into his people. Number 7, the Lord said on all the dry bones of business coma. Shall receive the resurrection power. Number 9, the Lord said, long term yoke of poverty shall be broken. Number 9, the Lord said, he will raise up men and women who will pull down the stronghold of communal poverty.
And the 10th thing
the Lord said, which is very, very interesting indeed, is that it will cause to happen that men and women who do not know you, who don't know where you are coming from, will arise and begin to fight for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, very popular scripture which I encourage you to go and memorize. Deuteronomy 28:7. This is what the Bible says. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. What you want to deal with now is the enemies that are coming against your business. And
there is
someone in scripture who taught us what to do when you are being disturbed from your business.
And because in Benin, we want to call alone, tell Shane, but one by your alien.
In Acts of Apostles chapter 13,
Ishawa Apostle, Oriketala,
I read from verse 6.
Yeah,
I was a man who was doing God's business.
And somebody
was trying to disturb him.
And the cross said, "Be lower."
Ever see the stand he took? Acts of Apostles chapter 13.
Ishawa Apostle, Oriketala,
from verse 6.
That is say, Kepa.
And when they had gone through the aisle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer. I pray that any sorcerer working against your business shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. A false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus. That is son of Jesus. Which was with the deputy of the country, Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But in
earnest,
for so is his name by interpretation,
we
stood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who is called Paul,
filled
with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "Oh, full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, Thou enemy of all righteousness.
We
bound ourselves to provide the right ways of the Lord. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee.
Genesis, and
thou shalt be blind.
For you.
Not sing the song for a season. And
you will hear
there fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Listen very carefully, beloved. These days, in many places, believers are being thrown to the bottom of the ladder. Many Christians even are getting used to that tail region now. It will appear as if they are getting used to the dark. Many have invested so much into so many things, and then what came out of it was absolute failure. And anytime, sometimes you talk to some Christian, their regular music is the struggle continues. And many people are just oscillating every day between victory and defeat, victory and defeat. Believers have been aroused and pushed down and pushed down and pushed down. It is very sad that even some people that have things, what they have, they are already losing them. Many there are who have not even found out what belonged to them, let alone possessing it. Many before they got born again have placed the ladder of their business on the wrong wall. And the enemy began to use that against them. Many are climbing every day. They are struggling and walking, they are climbing every day, but they are climbing from nothing to nothing. Many have started businesses, but now they have no voice in that business because some other people have taken over. Many have become experts at writing quotations for this, quotation for that, but they write and write, these things receive no favor. In many cases, it will appear as if the unbelieving contemporaries are doing better. And it will appear, unfortunately, that one of the strange prophecies of Jesus, that from whom who hath not.
Even
that which he has shall be taken away and given to the one that already has. This is why we've called a meeting like this. And which the Lord said we should make a regular affair from now on. Why is this so?
Why is it that we need to make a regular
affair from
now on?
It's because there are many things we do not understand. The business world is a world of risk, a world of intricate deception, a world of cruelty, a world of survival of the fittest, a world of what we call the crab spirit. Because when you put many crabs in a bucket, they won't be able to climb up because they keep pulling each other down.
So the back of our lakon to pass in Ugarawa only, it got for only less than a little bit of boom and parallel.
It's a world of unrighteous diplomacy. A world of compromises. A world of even self-abuse.
O ti le tun kun fun opolopo ise ara eni lo.
A wall of setback.
O kun fun awon ifaseyin.
But most importantly, and many of us don't know this, a world of spiritual warfare.
Igbo ju be lo, o je igbe aye ogun ti
ja de opolopo wo ti lo. Intensive spiritual warfare.
Ewo sise o je igbe aye ogun emi jija to le.
The devil knows the importance of having the control of words, money and economy. The devil knows that very well.
Oju mo to tumo si ke mi o le sakoso owo oro ati oro aje.
And if you read your Matthew chapter 4,
baba si ka Matthew ori kerin
from verse 8.
Lati ese ikejo.
Matthew 4,
Matthew ori kerin
from verse 8.
Lati ese ikejo.
It says,
Oupe.
Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou
wilt
fall down and worship me. Then Jesus answered. You see, the devil said, the devil took him up in the mountains, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and he said, I will give you this
thing.
You will notice that again, Jesus did not contest that statement. So many things in this world are under the control of the dark kingdom. And the devil has used witchcraft to capture wealth and to trouble those that he knows will use the wealth to serve the Lord. And many of our colleagues that are into one business or the other, you would be amazed and surprised to know the kind of terrible dark powers they possess.
Ọpọlọpọ àwọn ẹlẹgbẹ́ wa ta dijọ ń dije nínú òwò yóò yà wá lẹ́nu láti lè mọ irú àwọn agbára burúkú tó ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ wọn.
They swallow terrible things.
Wọ́n máa gbé nǹkan búburú
mi. Wọ́n ti seizures on their own body.
Wọ́n máa sígbẹ́rẹ́ sí ara wọn.
Because they want to succeed.
Nítorí wọ́n fẹ́ lu àlùyọ.
They do all kinds of things to get their hands on this money.
Wọ́n á máa ṣe onírúurú nǹkan kọ́wọ́ wọn bá lè tẹ owó.
So they are running around doing all kinds of things.
Àwọn máa lọ káàkiri wọ́n ṣe onírúurú.
We have better facilities that we don't use.
Àwa sì ní àwọn àǹfààní tó dájú yẹn lọ ṣùgbọ́n a ò múlò.
And we're suffering for it.
A sì ń jìyà nítorí náà.
This is why the enemy pushes people into wrong professions.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí ọ̀tá fi máa ń ti ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ sínú òwò tí ó yẹ.
He organizes people to go and put their businesses in polluted houses.
A ṣe ètò kí àwọn ènìyàn kó lọ gbé fi owó wọn sọlẹ̀ sí ilé tó ti ní àdàlù.
He allows them to be spiritually blind so that they put their money in the wrong places.
A fi àyè gbà wọ́n láti pọ́jú nípa tẹ̀mí kán bá lè kó owó wọn síbi tí ó yẹ.
All these are symptoms of business bewitchment.
Gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí àmì ni.
He allows people to make constant mistakes, constant errors.
Ilé ẹ̀fọ́ àwọn ènìyàn láti máa ṣiṣẹ́ nígbà gbogbo.
He plagues people with anti-harvest forces.
Fi àwọn ẹ̀mí tó lòdì sí ìkórè da àwọn ènìyàn láàmú.
It makes people lazy.
A mú kí àwọn ènìyàn máa ṣọlẹ.
And where they're being lazy, others will take over what they should have.
Àwọn bá sì ń ṣọlẹ, ẹlòmíràn á gba ohun tó yẹ kó
jẹ́ tó wọn. Introduces vagabond spirits.
A mú kí ẹ̀mí alárìn kiri kó wọnú
ẹlòmíràn. So the one that is supposed to do business A is pushed to business B.
Ẹni tó yẹ kó ṣe òwò ha yóò lọ ṣe òwò B.
It brings strange money into people's business.
A mú owó àjèjì wọnú òwò àwọn ènìyàn.
And this money enters and takes away the good money.
Owó ọ̀hún yóò wọlé a sì gba owó rere lọ.
Sometimes it introduces the arrows of infirmity.
Nígbà mìíràn a máa ta ọfà àìlera sí ẹlòmíràn.
The person will make money but will spend the money looking after some infirmity.
Onítọ̀hún yóò pa owó ṣùgbọ́n yóò fowó náà wo àìsàn.
He organizes evil transfer of blessings.
A máa ṣètò pàṣípàrọ̀ ìbùkún.
And sometimes he allows a person to employ rats in the place of work.
Nígbà mìíràn a sì jẹ́ kó onítọ̀hún ó gba àwọn eku láti bá a ṣiṣẹ́.
And he will steal everything that is supposed to make that business prosper.
Àwọn eku ọ̀hún á wá jí ohun gbogbo tó yẹ kó mú kí òwò náà kó ṣe
rere. And when the enemy is now really fighting the person.
Nígbà tí ọ̀tá bá wá ṣetán láti bá ènìyàn jà gidi.
He now pushes the person into debt.
Àwa ti onítọ̀hún wọnú gbèsè.
Part of what the Lord shall do here at this meeting today.
Lára ohun tí Olúwa yóò ṣe nínú ìpàdé yìí lónìí.
Is that many shall receive the miracle of cancelled debt.
Ìgbà ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yóò gba iṣẹ́ ìyanu gbèsè tá a fagilé.
It pushes people into wrong investments.
The
matter has pushed them into wrong investments, they enter into more debt. It causes failure at the edge of serious financial
breakthrough.
All these are symptoms of bewitchment. It causes poor patronage. Customers don't come. Things don't sell. It causes profit starvation. Oh, it causes those who buy those things to become poor when they buy it, so they won't pay. It directly now causes what you call witchcraft hanging. Steal the person business, steal the money, steal everything thereof, and take it to their evil meeting.
And
sometimes it pushes to the person's satanic business partners. You are calling Jesus, your partner is calling the name of a demon. Thereby preventing the blessing of God from coming upon that business, because they are calling God, they are also calling the enemy of God in that business. You cannot bless whom God has cursed. When the Bible says, say ye to the wicked, it shall be ill with him. When God says that one, your business partner is a wicked person.
And
by the definition of scripture, praying that God should bless it. You have broken a law. You should first of all restitute. It is this same enemy that pushes many Christian businesses into what you call tight evasion.
So
when they don't pay their tithes, the devourers moving. When the devourers moving, they start going for deliverance. Whereas what the enemy done is very simple. So can you don't pay that tithe? Maybe the devourers moving, and then the devourers will eat more than the tithe you should have paid. Because the first thing God wants is you, not the business. The Bible says, son, your heart. That is what he wants for us. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. If you are not a child of God and you are not born again, or you come to church, the power of God has not really been allowed to touch your life. God is not under any obligation to bless a rebellious person. That's the first key. Key number two is you must accept the limitation of your human effort and plans. That your human effort, all your effort running here and there, accept that it is limited. And that the Lord your God can give you sweatless victory. The third key is this. You must trust the word of God. Even if it does not make sense. Even what God is asking you to do does not make sense. You must trust the word of God. The fourth key is this. You must be willing to exercise violent faith and take fully risk.
Láti lo ìgbàgbọ́ tó ní ipá kó o sì gbé ìgbésẹ̀ tó lè la ewu lọ.
Be willing to take only risk using your violent faith.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ṣetán láti gbé ìgbésẹ̀ tó la ewu lọ nípa lílo ìgbàgbọ́ tó ní ipá.
Time will fail me to begin to share testimonies with you on what God has done for people.
Kò sí àkókò tó láti lè wá sọ àwọn ìjẹ́rìí ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe fún àwọn ènìyàn.
But I know several things that the Lord has done for many people that the testimonies is supernatural and fantastic.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan fún àwọn ènìyàn tí àwọn ìjẹ́rìí wọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ ìjẹ́rìí ara.
Anybody who is serving the God of suddenness expects that God to do anything at any time, not caring whether the situations are favorable or not.
Ẹni tó ń sin Ọlọ́run tó ń dé lójijì yóò retí pé Ọlọ́run òun lè ṣe ohunkóhun nígbàkigbà láì nání bóyá àkókò bá ní dọ́rẹ̀ àbí sọ̀mọ́nì lọ́tírín.
Key number 5.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìkarùn-ún.
Is to remember that God can give you more than you ask or imagine.
Òun ni pé kó o rántí pé Ọlọ́run lè fún ọ ju ohun tó o béèrè tàbí tó o lérò lọ.
He can give you more than you ask, more than you imagine.
Ó lè fún ọ ju ohun tó o béèrè tàbí ohun tó o lérò lọ.
That's the fifth key.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìkarùn-ún nìyẹn.
The sixth key.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìkẹfà.
Is to wage war.
Òun ni pé kó o gbé ogun
against spiritual robbers.
Ti àwọn ọlọ́ṣà tẹ̀mí.
There are thieves and there are thieves.
Àwọn olè wà, àwọn olè sì tún wà.
There are robbers and there are robbers.
Àwọn ọlọ́ṣà wà, àwọn ọlọ́ṣà sì ń bẹ.
An enemy that stole your bed.
Ọ̀tá tó jí ibùsùn rẹ.
Is a wicked enemy indeed.
Ọ̀tá yẹn burú o.
But a more wicked enemy is the one that will steal your sleep.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn òbúrú tó ọ̀tá tó jí oorun sísùn lọ.
An enemy that stole your books.
Ọ̀tá tó jí ìwé rẹ lọ.
A wicked enemy indeed.
Ọ̀tá tó burú ni.
But it's not as wicked as the enemy that stole your brain.
Ṣùgbọ́n òun yìí kéré sí ọ̀tá tí ó jí ọpọlọ rẹ lọ.
The enemy that will steal what you are selling, steal your material, steal your commodity.
Ọ̀tá tí yóò jí ohun tó ń tà, tí yóò jí ọjà rẹ.
It's a terrible enemy indeed.
Ọ̀tá tó burú ni.
But the one that will steal your virtue.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀tá tí yóò jẹ Isaac rẹ.
That one is a more horrible enemy indeed.
Iye lọ̀tá tó burú jù.
So you should wage war against these spiritual robbers.
O ní láti gbógun ti àwọn ọlọ́ṣà tẹ̀mí wọ̀nyí.
The seventh key.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìkeje.
Is to pray deliverance prayer on the location of that business.
Ni kó o gba àdúrà ìtúsílẹ̀ sórí ibi òwò náà.
And this is what our homework is all about.
Òun ti ní iṣẹ́ àmúrelé wa dá lé lórí.
So but I don't want the prayers to pray there.
Àwọn ènìyàn ni o máa rú àdúrà tí wọ́n gbà ń bẹ̀.
These are the prayers.
Àwọn àdúrà náà nìyẹn.
And when you pray those prayers,
pàtó bá ti gba àwọn àdúrà yẹn,
you will be pleasantly amazed.
Ìyàlẹ́nu rere yóò ṣẹlẹ̀.
At what you begin to experience.
Nínú ohun tí ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kíyèsí.
And then the last thing.
Ohun tó wá kẹ́yìn.
Is that you must not evade your tithe payment and your offering payment.
Ṣé pé o gbọ́dọ̀ ya olè tó ń jí ọrẹ àti ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ.
Because if you do.
Nítorí bó bá ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
You open the rooms to the enemies that have gone to come back.
Ó ṣílẹ̀ kò sílẹ̀ báwọn ọ̀tá tó ti lọ pé kan padà wá ni.
This evening by the grace of God.
Láṣàlẹ̀ nípa ọrẹ ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
There are certain structures that the Lord would like to pull down here.
Àwọn kan wà tí Olúwa fẹ́ wó lulẹ̀.
And that is why we are gathered here.
Ìdí nìyẹn tá a sì fi
pé. And whether the enemy likes it or not.
Bọ́tà bá fẹ́ bó kọ́ o.
Those things have been pulled down.
Àwọn nǹkan náà yóò falẹ̀.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká dìde ju ara.
And all eyes close.
Kí gbogbo á sì dìde wa.
Rise up on your feet.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká dìde dúró.
All eyes close.
Kí gbogbo á sì dìde wa.
If you are here this evening,
o bá gbẹ níbi láṣálẹ̀ yìí.
You are not born again.
O ti di àtúbí.
You have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
O ti fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
Whatever you are,
be your own to
him. While all eyes are closed,
àti gbogbo wa díjú wa.
Just raise up your right hand.
No, wọ́n tó rẹ sókè.
Whatever you are,
be your own to
him. Those of you raising up your right hand, just see what I'm going to say after
this. Ẹ jẹ́ ẹ̀nà wọ́n tún yín sókè ẹ̀wí tẹ̀lé mi báyìí.
Say, Father.
Bàbá.
In the name of Jesus,
ni orúkọ Jésù.
I come before you now.
Mo tọ̀ yín wá nísinsìnyí.
Lord Jesus,
Jésù Olúwa.
Come into my life.
Wọnú ayé mi wá.
Take control of my life.
Gbàkóso ayé mi.
In Jesus' name.
lorúkọ
Jésù.
Amen.
If you said that short prayer with me,
even
when we close,
let's
find a way to the altar here
so that we can
pray more
with you.
Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Very
carefully. They say there are 2 days in the life of a man. The days in heaven, the days on earth. The day in heaven is the day a decision is taken about your destiny. The days on earth is the day of the manifestation of
that decision.
Anything can happen between those 2 days. And the Lord has His own promise for us. He said, my thoughts towards you, they are of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. The fact that heaven pronounces a blessing upon a person does not mean that the person will get it. This is where the trouble comes. It is not that heaven is not pronouncing blessings. But between that pronouncement and the manifestation here,
there
is a problem within. God will promise, and after the promise, there should be a performance. But between that promise and performance, there's a trouble within. That gap between the promise and performance, the days of heaven and the days on earth, is that gap we want to thoroughly deal with it now. And the first prayer I want you to pray is the kind of prayer we prayed here last Sunday. I want you to pray it from your heart.
But
my Father,
Baba mi,
catapult me 7 times faster to my next level in life. Can I hear Sister saying
it?
7 times faster to my next level in life. Brothers, shout to Lord and sisters. Everybody together. 7 times. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for the catapult. The catapulting power of the Holy Ghost. Support me 7 times faster.
To
my next level in life. In Jesus' name we pray. I see a hand, a big hand, being laid
toward that
on the head of 2 persons. This hand that was laid upon them will cause within the next 2 weeks for them to be announced for victory. They will be announced. You see their names in the news media. Or what the Lord has already done for them tonight. Also, that first prayer we prayed, I saw a lot of letters flying across. for so many people's hands. You will not pray this with only anger. Please don't joke with this particular prayer. Don't joke with this one. Pray
for
with all the power that God has put in your spirit.
So
this is where many people are missing it. This prayer is powerful, short, and very strong. And
sensual
poverty. My love is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Some people here being troubled by the cobweb spirit. Those spirits are clearing up. Has tied me down.
So today, me mole.
Can you shout it with any anger? Your
time
is up. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the power that has tied you down.
So today, I want to talk to you, mole.
In the name of Jesus, reappear like a sentinel. Don't negotiate with them. I'll just be tied
down.
Name we pray.
Glory for Jesus, like God.
Now,
this is
it's a well transfer prayer.
Adura, don't be oro. I saw the
well transfer.
Adura, don't be oro.
The Bible says all the riches that the unbelievers are having. Stored up for the righteous. You now decree this loud and clear.
Oh, I go to the pastor.
I magnetize the words of the unbelievers into my bosom. I magnetize the words of the unbelievers into my bosom. In the name of Jesus, let that be a magnetization. Whatever they are stirring up, they are stirring up for the Christians. Let be magnetization. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, like Adura.
The next prayer we're going to pray for 3 times.
Adura toko ya ugbale meta.
3 times.
Ugbale meta.
Every honor of you, Lord.
Togwa leri di.
Praise level of anyone around you.
No, okay.
Carry your load.
Carry that.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They must carry their loads.
Nobody is carrying it.
Lorukọ
Jesu la gbadura.
Get yourself ready.
E mura sile.
This is the second time.
E keji
le. Open your mouth and pray.
Yes.
Command them to carry their loads. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
This is the third time. Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesu Oluwa.
Want to pray right now? While dealing with dead businesses. If you know that your business that was thriving before is now dead, you better rise up on your feet and pray violently like this. Say this loud and clear.
Everybody alone, Rara.
Say, any power of domestic wickedness.
That
bowed. That unless I bow down to it. I will not make it in life. Every power of domestic wickedness that vowed that unless I bow down to it, I will not make it in life.
Deal with it.
No good
thing. That is the power that killed the good thing.
That
is the power that killed the good thing in your life. That is the power that killed our business.
Agbara ti n pa owo niyan.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now say this loud and clear. My dead business.
Owo mi to ti doku.
If it is your opportunity that is dead, or if it is your finances that is dead.
Bo ba je owo yin tabi anfani yin lo ti doku.
Your financial life that is there, put it there right now.
Why get it? You know, you don't do cool.
Say my dead business.
Oh, we don't do cool.
Come alive.
Be alive.
By fire.
Ni fire.
For the glory of God.
Oh, God alone.
My dead business.
Oh, we don't do cool.
Come alive by fire.
For
the glory of God,
oh, God.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Baladura.
In Jesus' name, We pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Prayers for new businesses.
Adura fun owo tuntun.
Say this loud and clear.
Everybody loan rara.
And as you pray the prayer,
nibe ba ji se gbadura na,
you put it into action.
E o fi sinu ise.
The key of profitable business.
Kokoro lati sileku owo ti yo se rere.
I grab you by fire.
Gbogbo amu nipa ina.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
I grab it by fire.
Gbogbo amu nipa ina.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
The doors of breakthrough.
Ilekun alaja.
What are you waiting for?
Ewo leduro se.
Open for me now.
Esisile fun mi bayi.
In the name
in Jesus' name we are praying.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Say three powerful amen.
Ese ami eta to rile.
Another section.
Ipele miran.
Dealing with sick businesses.
Mimojuto awon owo to nsa isan.
Dealing with sick businesses.
Mimojuto awon owo to nsa isan.
I want you to raise up your voice to pray this particular prayer for.
Oni be ka gbohun soke lati gba adura yi.
Every arrow of sickness.
Gbogbo afa isan.
Fired into my business.
He wants us to know with me.
Backfire!
Adalosibi Togua!
Every hour of sickness.
Joshua Faison.
Fire into my business.
He wants us to know with me.
Backfire!
Adalosibi Togua!
Fire!
Adalosibi Togua!
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Oh, great physician!
Oh, nisegunla!
In my business!
No way, milarata!
In the name of Jesus!
Loruko Jesu.
Then we pray. We want to pray against businesses in debt. Amen. Every satanic basket. You know, basket cannot hold water. Cannot hold anything good. Every satanic basket. Program into my business.
Hey, it was set to have a sinner,
woman. Cast fire. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic basket. Program into my business. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Every arrow of death.
ordained against my prosperity.
Fire!
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We are now praying prayers for customers magnets. I want you to pray as a matter of life and death. Say like this.
Yeah, we buy it.
Every witchcraft manipulation. Chasing away my customers.
Hey, it's only our labor, me danu.
My business is not your candidate.
Oh, well, because if you
are. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft manipulation chasing away my customer. My business is not your candidate.
Oh, well, because
therefore, die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the next one like this. Blood of Jesus. Magnetize new and old customer to my business. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray my question. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Three powerful amen to that. Amen. Another session dealing with polluted business environment. Wherever you are now, put on your cap of imagination and see yourself in the place where you are operating for your business and point toward this altar here. Fire from this altar. Locate my place of business. In the name of Jesus, fire. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, let God arise and let all his enemies scatter. Let all that hate him flee before his face. You are going to pray the last one. Environmental wickedness. In my place of business. Associate yourself together. You shall be broken in pieces. Whatsoever your source of power. Scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. We are on another segment. Prayer for foreign benefits. If you are a candidate for this, I want you to pray this one with
anger.
Raise up your two hands to the Lord now.
Say,
anyone that's supposed to bless me, from foreign land, that has forgotten me, remember me, bless me by fire.
Amen.
You understand it? Remember me, bless me by fire. Only for those who want foreign benefits. It's not a general prayer. Anyone that's supposed to bless me from foreign land that has forgotten me, remember me, bless me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Anyone that is supposed to bless me from foreign land that has forgotten me, remember me and bless me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. You are blessed in Jesus' name. This final prayer, look for a very good place and locate yourself very well. And you cry this one loud. My fallen benefits. Shout it louder than that, your friend. Locate me by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth.
If you believe something good has happened in your life tonight, shout through Jericho, destroying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.